Dalet Nisan. Why is Chav Dalet Nisan important in the calendar? Possibly because this is the day that Bnei Yisrael arrived in Mara. Depending on how long they stayed at Yamsuf, if you say that they journeyed right away, Kriyas Yamsuf took place on Chav Aleph Nisan, the seventh day of Pesach. The Sukkim that we read in the Kriyas HaTorah, Shvi Shel Pesach, and was in Parshas Bishalach, tell us that Vayasa Moshe Selmi Yamsuf, Moshe had the Bnei Yisrael journey, Vayetzel Elmi Bashur, Vayelchu Shloshes Yamin Bamidbar. They went for 3 days in the Midbar, Velo Matsumayim. They didn't have water, and they came to Mara, they couldn't drink the water because it was bitter, and Hashem showed Moshe some kind of a tree, some kind of a branch, he threw it into the water turned sweet. All this happened, if you assume that the 3 days journey from Kriyas Yamsuf was immediately after the day of Kriyas Yamsuf, that means Chav Beis, Chav Gimel, Chav Dalet. Not 100% Muchrach, of course, it could be that they remained in Yamsuf for a little bit, they had a lot to keep them busy. They had the Bizas Hayam, so maybe they didn't quite leave right away, Moshe had to force them to go after all. So then it was a little bit after Chav Dalet Nisan. Either way, it's around now. Between now and Rosh Chodesh Iyar is when they journeyed to Mara. Okay, why is that interesting? There's a lot to say, you know, about Mara, but there's one idea which is very apropos to Liman HaTorah. What was it that they gained in Mara? So we know that there's a halacha of Kriyas HaTorah on Monday and Thursday and Shabbos. The Gemara in Merubah, in Bava Kamma, and also in Mechilta here, tells us that the takana of Kriyas HaTorah was based on this tzukim, Ve'yechus shloshish yam b'amid b'bro matzum moyim, Ein mayim el Torah. They went 3 days without Torah, and they felt exhausted. Not a physical exhaustion, but a sense that they were not nourished. When you don't have that connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Liman HaTorah, and even though they didn't even know what it was yet, I mean, they just went out of Mitzrayim. But somehow the fact that the thirst that the neshama of the Jewish people had for that connection, that cleaving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Esek HaTorah, that made them tired. They didn't have 3 days went by, and they didn't have that. So they were metaken based on this to have Kriyas HaTorah on Sheni, B'chamishi, B'Shabbos, so that 3 days only last without Torah. That's the origin of the Kriyas HaTorah Takana. So what does that show us? That what happened in Mara, and we see in Mara that they were given selections of Torah, Sham Samuel Chokum Mishpat, V'Sham Nisahu. So what is Chokum Mishpat? Rashi brings that they were given mitzvos. But Rashi focuses on the mitzvos as limud. Rashi's language is, the Ramban is medaygis from the Rashi, they were given parshios to Torah, she is asku b'hem. The Ramban assumes they weren't even commanded yet on these mitzvahs. They were just told about them. Rashi's language is, she is asku b'hem. The point is to be involved with Esek HaTorah. And that was the legacy of Mara, if you will. Chokum Mishpat. So you find in the Mechilta, this explains a lot of other things. Right after Mara, they came to Eilim. And it says there that there were Shivim Tamarim, there were 12 springs and Shivim Tamarim. It was a very different experience in terms of the Gashmias of Eilim. Eilim was a spa compared to Mara was Gan Eden, right? But what was important about Eilim wasn't so much the physical. Vayachinu Sham al Hamoyim. So the Pasuk says they encamped on the water, says the Mechilta, Shahayu Oskim Bedivei Torah Shenitnu Lehem B'Mara. What were they doing in Eilim? The Gashmias gave them the opportunity to apply themselves to the Talmud Torah that they received in Mara. So the point of Mara, again, you see, was to give them the connection to Torah, the Esek HaTorah. And this explains something else. We know that from there they went to Midbar Sin, where the Man came down, and then they went to Rephidim, which was their last stop before Sinai. And it says in Rephidim, Vayavo Amalek, we know they were in Rephidim. The Torah goes out of its way to tell us again that Amalek battled against them in Rephidim. Why mention it again? So Chazal Darshan, the Mechilta again, says that Rephidim is Milashon Rafu Yedeyem Min HaTorah. They became lax, they slipped. Milashon Rafu. So what does it mean? Everyone asks the Kasha, Rafu Yedeyem Min HaTorah? Torah? The Torah hasn't been given yet. What could be the Pshat? But the Pasuk Pshat is clear, because they were given already a Matan Torah of sorts, they were given Esek HaTorah, they were given mitzvos. Shabbos has so many halachas involved with Kimi Shabbos. kibud avayim, dinim, come drab mine, right? Lo yasan anash yanesh. The sugyas that we're learning, they were already involved. They had a chance to be exposed to these halachos. Parshas Mishpatim was already given in Mara, and they got it. They were involved. They got to Elim. They were again involved. They got to Rafidim. Somehow, they were a little less involved. They slipped. Roughly day in the Torah. And that's what made them vulnerable to Amalek. Of course, Amalek came because of other Averis. Chazal say they questioned HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yesh Hashem Kibbeinu Emoyin, Amalek Mekibatri Yisafik, Kwa Yisrael Rak Demunah to the fullest degree. Yeah, but somehow, without also roughly day in the Torah, they would not have been vulnerable. What opened up the entry point for Amalek to attack was the fact that Kal Yisrael didn't have the Shemirah that came through Esek HaTorah. The tikkun for that came when they journeyed to Sinai. We read on Shavuos, Vayisu Merefidim. It already says, Vayom Ezebo Midbar Sinai. So we know they're in Sinai. Vayisu Merefidim, Vayom Midbar Sinai. We know they were in Refidim. And rather, Vayisu Merefidim, they journeyed from that Indian, from that idea of Rafu Yidem in the Torah. They left it. They were machazik themselves. Vayom Midbar Sinai, that was the tikkun for what happened in Refidim, that Rafu Yidem in the Torah. So all of this began on perhaps in Chavdal and Nisan or around then, when they were given not so much mitzvos to be commanded in, but mitzvos is asik behem. And as I like to say often, the inyan of Mara is not just esek haTorah, but it's esek haTorah to gain a sense of gishmak. Because what do you find in Mara? The water was bitter. The water was bitter. And Moshe was able to make it sweet. Hashem found twig, showed Moshe the twig, as we say in the Ribbono Shel Olam, Berachas Kohanim, that you say, I don't say it, I'm a Kohen, but you say the Ribbono Shel Olam, that just like you made the water in Mara sweet, so you should make our dreams sweet, and so on. This is a highlight, that the water became sweet, but it's not physical water, just physical water. But the idea, of course, is the Harav Nashem Elokeinu, that we talk about Talmud Torah as a mitzvah, not just as a mitzvah to learn Torah, like, you know, there's a mitzvah to eat Mara too, but Mara is bitter. Right, but we want Torah not to be bitter. We want Torah to be sweet. That's the metaphor of the Mara, that the Torah was bitter, the Torah became sweet. The water was bitter, the water became sweet. In order to attain the feeling of sweetness in Torah, they had to apply themselves to Torah. It doesn't happen automatically. If there's a rough way you day in our Torah, then it doesn't feel as sweet. And if you have to push yourself back to get into the swing of things after a little bit of a break, so then you push yourself enough that hopefully you can re-engage and connect again and feel the geshmak that comes with Torah. It's all there for us to be able to experience, to take it. The more that a person applies himself to the Torah, you know, everyone will feel mashehu. Everyone is a shorash and a shama that connects to their unique, particular chelak in Torah. That tzinchalkeinu b'sarasecha. Everybody is able to apply themselves in their way to be able to gain what is there for them. Their unique heritage, and that's where the sweetness comes in. So I just want to give a bracha to all of us. We starting a newsman in a certain way after Pesach to be able to recognize that opportunity and a privilege to be able to be Osik Batorah, to be able to gain each one of us in our own unique, special way, the gift of the sweetness of a Harav Nashem Okenu's Divisra Shabfin.